Before we message bear, we always, before we read the Bible or message bear or work with healing, we start with prayer. That reminds us that we're going for the help, to ask God for the help. Also, might I impose on a couple of you back there to please start the coffee and the hot water, so when we finish we can have our bite to eat there. I saw plenty of food back there. Please don't anybody hurry off. I don't know what else back there. But we have tea and coffee. Did dinner slip out? So now, what you can do for us is invite somebody that's free of the body to get in touch with us. And also send us love, because love is the key of the kingdom of God. So please send us love.
Giving all honor and glory to the angels. Rosemary, may I come to you first? Did they kind of explain to you what we do here? I know this is your first time. Okay. I'm getting somebody, getting two names in spirit, and I just want to know if you can identify. It's sort of like your name, Rosemary. I'm getting like an R sound and an M sound. Is there somebody in spirit that maybe a Rose or starts with an R or M, Mary? Okay. Is it like an aunt or something like that? Or is it a grandmother? Okay, so one of them, okay. What I was getting was two, so does one of them have an M sound and one an R sound? Or you have somebody in spirit like that? That one, there are two people in spirit, one's an R, one's an M? Okay. What I was seeing when you were on the healing stool was a young girl with red hair. Do you have somebody, know somebody in, not in spirit, but that a friend of yours or somebody that you're really thinking about that has red hair? Yeah, well, young to me is anything under 40. Okay, well, think about it. What I was getting is that two people in spirit, two women, and they were there. Look, I got the feeling that you're concerned about a friend or a relative, and that's who they're the ones who are working with that person. And so if you can think of them, kind of like, just know that they're there, and kind of invite them in your prayers when you're praying for this person. I feel you'll feel more of a connection. Really feel them with they're really there working with you and with your friend. I was getting some kind of heart problem too. Does your friend have, when you're praying for, has some something with the heart? Okay, and something wrong with her heart? Or chest?
I'm sure
there's many on Okay. I just want to let you know that they are looking in on that, and prayer is really the best thing that you can do for that, besides medical field. But prayers will really help today. So I'll just leave that with you.
The gentleman with the beard in the second to the last row, I got a vision of a bicycle with you, I don't know, 1960s, like an old swim, heavy body. Maybe it's red because my vision is kind of black and white. Is this a bike that you had? That's all I have for you? I'm working on it, though. Jose, they called me second. I need more time. Jose, with you, I got a ladder and some kind of binary. Are you doing anything with? Are you spreading out? Are you? I don't mean. Yeah. Are you trying a bunch of different things at once? Are you reaching up? Are your goals up there, and you want to reach out to try different things in your life? Okay. The lady over here, I'm drawn to you. I just want to say, everybody here has given me such, you know, nice smiles and feedback tonight, but I was drawn to you because, I mean, you know who I'm talking to? Yes, you.
Me?
Yes. And thank you very much for that. I mean, I try to work the crowd, and I always saw you smiling the most. Do you know me? Maybe you don't. Okay. The lady that just got a message for you, I got a word that starts with F. I have to say this correctly. And it was more like forgiveness. Is there something, an issue you have to a relative that you, I mean, everybody does. I mean, that's a real easy one to give, but is there just one that comes to mind right away? Okay. That just means that you have loved ones here present that are, you know, trying to reach out to you. I know this is probably a new thought pattern to you. I mean, new, this is your first time here, but you got the little angel pin. But stick around, it gets better. Thanks.
I had the gentleman, I know you two must have some lot of, do you know each other?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, because there's a lot of spirit around you and you just got a lot of nice messages. But I have one for you, sir. What is your name? Thank you for the Lord and the angels for helping me in the center. What I saw first was like one of those big water wheels, you know, like on steamboats or something. So I asked, well, please, and you've got to remember we're all practicing. So I asked, well, what does that mean? And Percy said, this is just a side thing, but have you just had a water leak in your house lately?
Well,
that's like a thing. I'm like, no. I'm not just going to tell me it's a water leak. Lots of people have water. Give me something better. So they told me that they said go back to the wheel again, the steam wheel, and it's not water that for you. Okay. But see, I'm glad that they did tell me that. That's helping you and me to know that we're on track here. Anyway, it said that, first of all, do you know someone like in the state of Missouri or something like that?
I knew people from Missouri, I'm not sure anyone could be there.
That's crossed over, maybe?
Not that
much. Or Alabama, Missouri, Alabama. Okay, well, you might want, you know, maybe it means to call them. Yeah. Maybe you're somebody that you know connected with the house cross, I want you to call them. Whatever, it was Missouri, Alabama. And then the third thing that I got, going back to this wheel again, is that something that you need to do, I don't mean exercise, but I mean in whatever you're doing in your life right now, like for instance with work and everything, you know how hamsters go around on the wheel? Like,
yeah.
They just want you to speed it up a little more, and what you want is going to happen.
Huh?
It's going to happen. It may seem like scampering like the hamster, but it's good. It'll happen to you quicker.
Yeah, thank you.
Some very nice people want to get through to you.
Thank you.
I just want to give you more on that bicycle thing. So you know who I'm talking to. The message I got with that is, you know, that was probably a time in your youth, or you were definitely younger than you are today, and it was probably a happier mindset maybe at that time. I mean, it was joyful. You were actually enjoying the leisure of it. So I just wanted to take you back to that time and remember that you can still have that leisure today. I mean, you don't have to go get on the bicycle, but you can still have that leisure. Does that make any sense?
No, that's
it doesn't make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gentleman next to Stan. What can do? A Michael? You know a Michael in spirit? Somebody with the M sound? No? Okay. Or is there somebody that's not in spirit that you're thinking about? A Michael? Possibly? Okay. An M, yeah. And I don't know, I'm feeling like they're
somebody close to you is having some physical problems, and it's maybe with the respiratory, or maybe somebody, do you know somebody that went out with a really bad respiratory, maybe with lungs or AIDS or something like that?
Lung cancer.
That is there a Stephen or an S sound in spirit too that's around you? I'm getting a lot of, you work in the medical field, I'm getting all these different conditions or something like that. Oh, okay.
Maybe
afterwards I'll have some more for you. I'll talk to you afterwards.
New England? Are you from New England? You're not from, do you have people in Maine or anywhere up there? Actually, I had the M also, so I'm going to have to.
Well, M does stand for Midwest.
I mean, I think so, like Matthew or a name like that. Would you please think about that? When it comes to you, would you let him know?
I know you. I've met you many times, but I'm sorry I don't remember your name.
Ellen.
Ellen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Ellen, I got the letter F as in Frank. I feel it's a male. I don't know if it's Frank, but F. Or is that Fox? Oh, your maiden name.
Yes, my brother and my father are in the
group. Oh, okay. Okay, something to do with food, and that they don't feel that you're eating. They don't feel that you're eating like, they showed me a stove, and lighting the stove and cooking and that. What does that mean? And it's something that they want you to watch more what you eat. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Have you been slacking on the good food lately?
Eating hardly.
Eating hardly?
And I need to.
Okay, well that was it. You just need to eat better. That's what I got from it. They showed me a stove and cooking and they said, please tell her we love her. And we just want her to watch what she's eating. Okay, make it better.
Mm-hmm. Ellen, I was drawn to you also. Were you out and about in grass and trees in the last few days? A place where the trees had a certain pattern and you got maybe a special sense of joy? Very much, and I get the trees along with it. I don't know whether that.
I live in a place that has trees that grow up to me, and every day when I come out my door, I just love to look at those trees.
Oh well, it's something like this, because I got the impression like through a bay window or something, and it's a special pattern, but the sense of joy is not the usual sense of joy that we get every day. This is something really special, like holding an infant or that kind of really special joy. And I don't know, I'm not very good at interpreting these things, but I would think that this is going to be coming to you a lot more.
Mary, may I come with you? Come to you.
Thank you.
Getting word of night.
Mary.
Hello? Is your name Mary? Yes.
Jerry.
Good. But I wasn't talking to you. Jerry, the message I got, the word I got with you is plan, P-L-A-N. I get that you have a mind for it. You're really good with plans. You make a plan and you stick to it. Is this correct? Or do you wish that you could? You said yes a minute ago.
Now, I'm renovating.
Are you renovating?
I'm getting people
to Oh, you're talking about construction plans. I'm talking about, you know, just an itinerary, well, an itinerary, a plan. Are you good with plans? You don't have a plan to go out your day and get everything accomplished that you want to get done? Maybe that's the message. You need somebody that does.
I need a plans man.
You need a plans man. You're renovating? Are you changing colors? Are you doing a lot with color? A lot of color? A lot of new color? You're not going to stay with stark whites? You interested in any purple? No? Well, then I'm on the wrong path there. But I'll let you have that.
May I come to the girl in the purple?
Yeah.
And I know you'll see your face a lot, but again, her name's Jody. Jody.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to see you, Jody.
Lord, my ancestors help me with my message for Jody.
I got the letter L, so I was just asking how more what was it for, because I just got it when he was walking away. And I feel like the female. Can you think of anyone that was crossed over? And I also think that it's someone younger.
Right,
I know. Sometimes you know how it comes to you later, Jody? Probably will come to you because it's very strong when it came up with the photo. Just talk to me after class and I'll try to work on it more. And you trust him.
Okay, thank you.
How about it? You should see her. I'll be out with her, and she'll take complete strangers walking down the street and stop them and start giving messages that they've all. I don't know why she's not giving messages. She's so good.
Well, I guess we're going to go eat. You sure now? Last chance, kid. You know what what makes me really happy is the idea that you know the difference. You know when you have a message and when you don't. Because you see, we have an awful lot of people that just talk off the top of their head, and we don't need that. That's not a message. So I'm very, very pleased when you say, yes, I have one, or no, I don't, or you start with one and try to work it out. You know, work it out, but you know you got it. You have to work it out. Now, Joe, I know some good things have been happening to you lately, Joe. But I want to just go to today only. There's been a little bit of a letdown. I don't know if you had trouble getting out of bed this morning, or you know, you just wanted to sleep a little bit longer, or what it was, Joe. But a little bit down today, a little bit of a pull down. Do you know what I'm talking about? But overall speaking, you can see where there's light sparkling in and coming to you. So you know that to be true. I know that you know that to be true. And Barbara, I've got did you pick up your son's watch, or did you pick up something that your son wears? And did you hold it in your hand just in the last couple of days? The piece of jewelry, is that what it was? A watch, uh-huh, and you looked at it and sent him a good thought? Yeah, uh-huh. I should think right about now you'll be able to feel his presence with you. Because he's with me, so it makes me think he'd be with you and you'd know it. Hmm? And Charlotte, this month, we're in the month of July, so there's something that you should be remembering for the month of July. So check in your calendar, your birthdays, your whatever it is, and I don't mean just the 4th of July, but something, either a meeting, an anniversary,
across, when somebody crossed or somebody came in or, you know, something that should be celebrated. Son and mother. Well, I believe that for the body, they would like very much to be joining in on that also. Okay. God bless you, honey. And Bruce? Bruce, there's been tremendous sense of, I want to say security is the word I'd want to put, that has been coming to you. I know not to the extent that you intend for it or want it to be, but Bruce, it is coming to you and it's feeling really good.
Secure.
Yeah, secure. You know what I mean? That feeling of security, Bruce? So you've only touched the tip of the iceberg because it's really just increasing and increasing, that feeling. So I want you to recognize it and be open to receive it instead of going, oh, but. See what I mean? Does this make sense to you, Bruce? I like security is what I'm talking about. Life pattern security, life security. And you've got somebody that's free of the body that, if I told you his name was, well, it's an S sound, but it's an unusual S sound. Unusual S sound for you to think about. It could have been Sahagi, or, you know, an unusual S sound for you to think about. That's free of the body that's sending you a lot of love right now and lots of understanding and wishing you lots of joy. And you hear the food getting ready back there, everybody?
Yes.
Barbara, I did get to talk to you a little bit. And Jerry, cousin, let me talk to you a little bit before you go out tonight. I'm sorry I'm having trouble with your name, honey. Say it.
Dawn.
But you've got a lot of love around you tonight. It's like a cloak of love around you tonight. So I do want to hope I'll get a minute to talk to you before you leave. And whoever I have really doesn't want you to worry about your leg. They just said, remember when they were talking up here about having turned it over to God? Please turn some of that over to God. And stop being concerned and stop being worried about it. You see. Lindy, they want me to ask you to, the window's open back there, we're ready. Look at that. Lindy, they're asking you to allow yourself, and they're saying oxygen. I don't know if you're shorting yourself on oxygen. You know how sometimes we get in the habit of just breathing really shallow and going, forgetting about the base of our lung that really needs to get opened up a little bit? Or am I judging you by myself? It's what I do. So they want you to get some really big breaths, Lindy, because they want to air out your system. And, you know, sometimes we think about drinking water to rinse out. Well, they want you to get air to rinse out. And you'll find out that you're rejuvenated in some way, okay? And, Brenda, it's just so fun to see you here, honey. It's so fun to see you here. And, I don't know whether you get out and run up and down steps every day or not, but I see your feet going up and down steps. Now, I know that where you live, you have an elevator.
I do, but I work out every morning.
Do you? On a step-like thing?
Yes, elliptical, would that be?
Well, it just looks like your feet are going up and down, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
Like you would on steps is what it looks like. So maybe they're just saying the exercise anyhow, it's really good for you. Because I don't know why I'm supposed to say this, but I will say it because I'm supposed to. You're at least 10 years younger than your age would show. Like if they were testing you out, you would be, say you're 75, you would only be 65. See what I mean? If you're 24, you're only 14. 10 years younger than what your number of years on your life would show. And I know we've got to get back and get our food. I just love everybody.